And you don't think you imagineered this entire incident, eh?
No, not at all.
Okay. Listen to this. Listen to this, Martin. Again, people think I'm inventing this, but I was in Indiana. Where was I? I was in the southern states once, and I was actually on tour with John Cale for the New Musical Express. And I was in a diner, and a fella came in, you know, just regularly dressed. And they said, "Sorry, we're closed." He said, "Oh, come on, miss." He said, "I've been on the road 5 miles back." He said, and he said, "I've been waiting for a lift for like 3 hours." He said, "I've been done. I just want one cup of coffee, whatever." I wasn't taking that much notice of that part of the conversation. And they said, "Where have you come from?" He said, "Well, I was just on the road there a while back." He said, "If that the trucker hadn't stopped for me." So they said, "Ain't no been no truckers through here." He said, "Sure." He said, "He dropped me off about half a mile back." And I said, "What did he look like?" They said, "Well, he drove a big blue rig, yeah." And they said, "Only a red beard." And he said, "And it was very strange because I stopped the truck and he didn't say a word. He just opened the door and I got in, and he just pointed straight forward and he drove me these 5 miles and I got into this place and he just let me out. And again, he didn't say a word. He just leant across me and he opened the door and he just gestured that way. And the whole place, Martin, went very, very quiet indeed." And they said, "Was he wearing dark glasses?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, we know that driver. He's a nutcase." And it just for, you know, for a moment, I thought, well, I'm in on one of those. But no, it turns out he's just a nutcase who drives around saying nothing.